If you're a nurse and you've been administering the vaccine, can you call us 1-800-330-9999? We just have a quick question for you. Raven, I got my vaccine this past Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you people watch and you listen because you know, you're surrounded by people. It's a different atmosphere. And I was listening to the person at the station next to me. And we're getting the Johnson & Johnson shot.
Okay.
And then they asked the nurse if they could have two. And my ears perked up. And I'm like, oh, what is she going to say? And the nurse just said, no, you only need one with this vaccine.
Sure.
And then the person persisted. And then they asked if they had any extras.
Right.
And she was like, well, no, we need them for all the other people. I can't just give you an extra vaccine because you're requesting it. And all I kept thinking about was, man, these poor nurses, they must hear the dumbest stuff all day long.
You know, it's funny, when I went in for my first shot, and I did ask some questions about, you know, whether or not, so I had to get a second booster, right? So she gave me an appointment. I said, you know, could it be on this day? Do you have anything on that day? She said, no, that's why I didn't offer you that day. And I thought to myself, I mean, she was very assertive and short with it. And I thought to myself, she's answering dumb questions all day long. Exactly.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Are you a nurse?
Yes, I am.
What's the dumbest thing you've been asked when administering a vaccine?
Well, they just want one. They say, can we cancel the second one? And I, of course, say no. No, you can't just have one unless you're getting the J&J, and this is not the J&J.
Okay.
Are you sure? I need the second one. Are you sure?
Like, well, if it covers you 50%, isn't that better than nothing? I've been hearing all of this on Facebook.
I know, but that's a rationalization, okay?
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Are you a nurse?
I sure am.
Okay, so when you've administered the vaccine, what is the dumbest thing you've been asked?
I don't know if this is dumb, but the thing that I get the most is, can I drink after this?
Oh, that's a valid question. Can you drink after you get it?
24-hour wait.
Oh, really?
I mean, I feel like a lot of people are just looking to go to a vaccine party right after.
Really?
Got my first shot. Let me in the bar. You guys still aren't doing the bar thing? Come on, let's all do the bar thing. Who else got a shot?
I felt very celebratory after. I'm not going to lie. I thought about it. I'm like, I would really like a margarita right now.
You see, throw one back. Yeah. Look at me.
No, because you don't know. Are you tired because you had a margarita? Are you feeling a little bit sluggish because of the drink? Or is it the vaccine? No, I get it. I understand why you have to wait 24 hours. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Are you a nurse?
Yes.
What is the dumbest thing you've been asked?
Oh, this guy the other day asked me if he could take the booster shot home so that he could administer it himself.
A fair question.
Is it?
Yeah, come on. If you do, like, you know, any injectables or anything like that, or you got diabetes, you know what it's like.
Right,
you can handle this.
You have to wait. Like, somebody has to monitor you, right?
I mean, you can tell time.
Oh.
It's your body, right?
Right.
I mean, you could maybe take that risk. We cut down on that second line. I don't think that's the dumbest question.
We definitely don't suggest giving yourself the booster, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you need a medical professional.
Well, right. I mean, I got to go back. Next Thursday. So, I mean, it would just be nice if I could do it in my living room.